Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
When you need to know what's happening, it's time to get in the huddle with Carl Dukes, Brian Baldinger, and Jason LaConfora.
Let's talk about the Buffalo Bills, Baldy. We're going back to front. Again, we just talked about Green Bay. Let's talk about Buffalo. Just off the top of my head, okay? And it's a lot. Wide receiver, defensive end, defensive tackles, and I think they need safeties. That is a lot to do in one offseason. Now, they may have some ideas about how they want to fill the voids, but let's start with wide receiver because Diggs is 31 during the season next season. He turns 31 in 2024, but you've got to go get another explosive guy opposite him, right? I mean, this has kind of been Buffalo's issue.
Well, they went out and got Dalton Kincaid last year, and that was a good pickup. They have two in Dawson Knox and Kincaid. They got two tight ends. They went to a lot of two tight end sets. They're both excellent receivers. Kincaid can become an elite player. Gabriel Davis has just not really stepped up into that number two role. We've seen flashes of it, but we haven't really seen it. You know, when you have Josh Allen, and look, he's still dynamic. He's right in his prime, and he's got a bunch of years left. But you know, you got to keep stocking the shelves. You got to keep trying to get him that guy. I think Diggs is just fine. Like, he can take on your number one corner. He can beat cover. Like, he's an elite player. But when they weren't getting the ball to him last year, their offense looked like it stalled quite a bit. You know, I thought that, you know, James Cook really gave him a pop in the run game. I thought once they changed their offensive coordinators last year, they leaned on the run game a lot more. But let's face it, you know, when you got Josh Allen, you don't want to get too far away from throwing the football around the yard. He's just that good. He can extend plays that well. Yes, I think they and there's a lot of receivers to look at, but I don't. The only caution I would have is if you go out and you spend your first round pick or second on a receiver, and you like, does this upset Stephon Diggs? Like, it looks like if he's not getting targeted 12 to 15 times, there's, you know, like, it looks like it drives him nuts.
Yeah.
So I just don't know. Like, it looks like it's very tempestuous sometimes with Diggs out there. And, like, we're reading body language. We're not – and that's not really fair to Diggs or to Josh or whatever, but that's what we're doing. That's what we did last offseason. And you just wonder if you go out and you get a dynamic playmaker – the way Green Bay did last year, is that going to upset Diggs? And then you have to deal with that.
Yeah, I look at Buffalo and I feel like, and it's not that they're underachieving. It's just they've got to get over this hump, right? How do they get over this hump? We know Kansas City's been in the way, and you know this was supposed to, again, be the year when you have home field advantage. So let's talk about the defensive side of football. Von Miller, no sacks. Is he washed? He looked like it. Leonard Floyd, Epinesa, Shaq Lawson, all free agents. These are some big shoes to fill. And even if they can't bring one or two of those guys back, Baldy, how do they deal with this as far as, you know, the defensive side? I think Ed Oliver is the best player on defense. He's coming back, but how do you help him?
Well, they were decimated by injuries. I mean, Matt Milano, I mean, you know, Tre'Davious White. I mean, just one good player after another. They all went down last year. And so, you know, they were playing A.J. Klein at linebacker. He was literally on his couch somewhere, you know, and next thing you know, he's starting like 5 days later. Hadn't played at all year, preseason, anything. But he knew the system. And he comes in and he's playing a playoff game. So you have to – these guys are going to come back, you know. And so that's a factor. But they need pass rush. I mean, that's why they drafted all those guys, you know, some of these defensive ends. You know, Russo, you know, and Epinesa. Like, okay, we got to get after Mahomes. That's why they signed Von Miller. We have to get after Mahomes. We have to affect the quarterback, especially when we get to the playoffs. And so whether it was Joe Burrow the year before, like, you know, I think they need to look at a dynamic edge rusher. I think that Sean McDermott knows that. I think the organization knows that. You know, Rousseau is fine, but he hadn't become an elite player yet, where you have to really concentrate and focus on him. So I think it's a huge need right now. I think some of these guys are going to get back at linebacker and corner. All right. But I feel like that's a priority position for them and most teams in this league right now.
Brandon Bean, the general manager. Is there any pressure there? Like, is this thing building not only with him, but McDermott too? Like, right? I mean, you've had really good teams. You can't get there. Like, how big of an offseason is this for Brandon Bean and McDermott, in your opinion, Baldy?
I think it's important. I mean, I don't think they're in danger of being moved on from. I think that they're really good at what they do. But they, you know, they could use a great offseason to elevate them right now. You think about the backbone, and obviously Kansas City has Mahomes and Kelce. Okay. But Rashee Rice was a big addition. Isaiah Pacheco was a huge addition. All those guys on defense, you know, whether
they drafted guys.
They struck gold in the draft, and then they developed them. They got them on the field. So look, they have owned that division. Okay, they've owned the AFC East for the last 4 years. But you know, the next attention is, what is Kansas City doing that we've got to, you know, get past them? And so what they've done is they've drafted really well and they've developed really well. And so, you know, if you're Buffalo, you're Brandon Bean, you're like, Kansas City drafted 6 players on defense and they all contribute 2 years ago. And Trent McDuffie is a star, you know. And so Karlaftis is an excellent player. You know, Leo Chenal was a huge player in the playoffs, huge for them against Baltimore and in the Super Bowl. So,
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I would say that, you know, this draft is really important for them if they want to try to get past Kansas City right now.
All right, Baldy, let's talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and we're also going to hit some of the other stories around the NFL, including Kelce retiring. Not that Kelce, the other one, and also a couple of other things here. But Tampa Bay, as we take a look at their needs, first it's Baker Mayfield, right? Tampa, they got to figure out their quarterback situation. And if you haven't heard over the last few days, Mike Evans signs or will sign a 2-year deal once the league year becomes official. He gets an extension. He's going to be there. That's a big deal for them to bring Mike Evans and Mike being there, hopefully finishing up his career. He's a Hall of Famer, in my opinion, Baldy, with what he's done over the last 10 seasons. But Baker Mayfield, let's talk about Baker. Is he the answer? Is that the guy you trust right now when you say, hey, is there a better option out there? If you're Tampa, are you in the quarterback market, or do you just feel like, hey, bringing Baker back with new hired offensive coordinator Liam Cohen is the best option?
I think it's the best option, and I think they're going to sign Baker. Yeah, maybe it's a 2-year deal, but I think Baker likes being there. I think they like Baker. He played well. They won a playoff game. I think right now he's still very young. He's found a home. I think, you know, they still were a team that was very challenged running the football. I think that's a priority to run it better. I would imagine they're going to try to upgrade where they can on the offensive line. Rashad White was fine, but everybody needs a number 2. So I feel like they're turning the corner, and Baker was a big part of them turning the corner, turning the page from Brady and the way that they operated there. I was happy to see them keep Mike Evans. I know he wanted to stay. He's a Hall of Fame player. He's a phenomenal player. And he had an unbelievable season. And part of that season was the connection he had with Baker. Like, Baker throws a good deep ball. He got it to Mike. They took off. They connected. It was a big part of their success. And so, you know, I think they have been gradually rebuilding the defensive line. Kalijah Kancey last year, Yaya Diaby, like some of these guys that they've been drafting look like they're going to be good players. So I think Baker is a big part of this, and I would be shocked if they don't get a deal done for Baker right now. I don't think they have to pay him top dollar. I don't think he's going to come in that type of salary of Lamar and some of the salary contracts we saw last year. But I think there's something there that's fair for Baker. I think he recognizes that. I don't think he has to break the bank. But I think this is – Baker showed you that with stability, with an offseason, with good players around him, that he could play at a good level.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I think that's probably the right choice.
I mean, he threw 28 touchdowns against 10 interceptions last year, Carl.
Yeah.
And that's one first year. All right, now Canales is gone. All right, new guy, new system. Okay, but Baker's a smart guy. He knows how to learn it off. He had to learn enough offenses in Cleveland, you know, and in Carolina. So I mean, he'll figure that part out. But I think, you know, I heard like during the draft, hey, Baker could be a free agent. Okay. I mean, I would be interested in talking to Baker in free agency for sure. But I just don't think he's going to get to that point. I think there's going to get an agreement done.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.